Hello, everyone. My name is Andrew Byrne, and I'm an engineering manager on the Developer Experience, Tooling, and Community team. Today, I'm here with my team to talk to you about the Microsoft Graph SDKs and to show you some cool code demos. Today, we will cover what the Microsoft Graph is, what platforms we have SDKs available on, and what demos we want to show you. We'll conclude with some very helpful further information. The Microsoft Graph provides developers the ability to call multiple services in their app with a single endpoint. We create these SDKs using a variety of technologies, focusing on being idiomatic on each of those target platforms. And we offer libraries and samples on a variety of platforms. They include released versions for .NET and Android, as well as preview versions on Ruby, iOS, Python, and our most recent preview library, JavaScript. Now, some people on my team will show some Microsoft Graph SDK demos. Michael will show a demo using the .NET SDK with Excel. Brian's going to show an Android demo with some OneDrive integration. And Dan will show us the recently released JavaScript library in preview.
Hello, I'm Michael Maynard, and I'm going to show you how to use the .NET client library to update an Excel file stored on OneDrive. So now, let's jump into the code. So now we're looking at Garth's Excel workbook. We're going to update Garth's Excel workbook by using the .NET client library and using the Excel functionality that we have in that library. So let's start with the code. First, we're going to create a session. Next, we're going to add a range of values. So let's take a quick look at the breakdown of this call here. We've got this core graph client, and we're accessing the me resource, which off of the me resource, we're going to access the drive resource, a workbook, the worksheet sheet one, a range of values, and then some values that we are going to add in the view of the web application. Next, we're going to create a table based on those range of values that we insert into the Excel workbook. Next, we're going to get the table range, which we will use to create a chart in Garth's worksheet. So now let's run this sample. You see here in the view that there are values already populated in each one of these rows. These rows will be the sources of data for updating a range of values in the Excel worksheet. So now Garth's workbook and worksheet should now be updated with these values. And you'll see here's the chart that we created, here's the table, and the range of values that were used to create the table. I hope this gives you a little better understanding of the Excel functionality that you can access via the .NET client library. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Brian Melton, and I'm going to demonstrate using the Android SDK to make calls to the Microsoft Graph. First, I'll show you a simple application that lets me choose an image from my device's gallery, upload it to OneDrive, and create a sharing link. Afterwards, we'll jump into the code and see how it works. Let's dive in. As you can see, I've created the skeleton of my next Android app. I've used the material design idiom to lay out some simple controls, allowing me to select an item from my gallery, and then upload it using this floating action button to OneDrive and create a sharing link. Now let's take a peek at the underlying code. So I've bound an onClick listener to my floating action button. Once the user clicks this button, I want to start the process of uploading an image and creating a share link. I've defined a method here called uploadImage at line 171. In this method, I'll grab a reference to my activities instance of the Graph Service client and create a request to the root of my OneDrive. Here, I'll upload my image as a byte array. As you can see, I'm using the familiar callback pattern to signal to my object once this action has completed asynchronously. Once the upload operation has successfully completed, I'm going to make a second call to OneDrive using the create share link function I've defined here at line 218. In this request, I'm going to refer the previously created drive item by its ID, specify some permission criteria regarding how I'd like my sharing link to be created. In this case, I'd like to have anonymous view access, and then I'll create a post to the graph to finish completing this link.
Hi, I'm Dan Silver, and I'm going to show you the new JavaScript SDK and TypeScript experience. The SDK supports server-side JavaScript with Node.js and JavaScript in web browsers. I'll create a simple script that fetches user information and sends an email. Let's dive in. We can use this short code snippet to make a simple request that gets users information. When I run the sample, the user's information is printed to the console. You can add common operations to the request, such as only selecting certain properties. Let's just select the user's name instead of the entire user's object. Now, if I rerun the request, we see that only the user's display name is printed to the console. We can also use TypeScript support to add IntelliSense in Visual Studio Code. For example, we can cast the user object to a Microsoft Graph.user entity. And now, in the console.log statement, we can get IntelliSense on all the user properties, such as about me or display name. Now, if I rerun the request, we see that only the user's name is printed to the console. We can also use TypeScript definitions to create objects that are sent to the graph. Let's create a message. Although this appears like a freeform object, Visual Studio Code is making sure our values meet service requirements. For example, if we change the content type from text to HTML, it's still valid. But if we try changing it from HTML to XML, Visual Studio Code lets us know that XML is not a valid content type. We can now send this email with the following code snippet. And Visual Studio Code lets us know the email was sent. We're eager to hear your feedback on this SDK, so please try it out and let us know how it goes.
Thanks, Michael, Brian, and Dan for those great demos. To learn more about the Microsoft Graph SDKs, check out the resources that we've put together for you on this slide. Feel free to reach out to us on any of these channels, and thank you very much for watching.